Our first guest is Luis Sanz. Luis is COO and co-founder of Olapic. And Olapic helps companies find pictures of their products in use by real consumers and helps them use those photos in ads and emails and other promotional materials. They say that by using real people, using real products in real situations, that companies can boost their sales performance. Tell us a little more about what Olapic does and how it does it.
Yeah, you described it pretty well. What we do is helping brands and retailers to find pictures and videos of their products being used by their customers. And then we help them identify the best ones, curate them, and then use all this content in different marketing automation channels, those channels being e-commerce, email, advertising, etc.
So tell me how this would work. Say I'm starting up a company, and the company's job is to promote my next book, which is The Love Secrets of Business School Professors. So how would I use your company to promote this very thin but, of course, very important book?
Probably we'll sit down together and we'll come up with some sort of social strategy if you don't have one already. And pretty much that's the first step. I mean, it's something that this doesn't really work if the brand doesn't have some sort of community or following. Or if you don't have it, probably you can create it. So kind of we tap into a behavior that is already happening out there. It's not that we create something out of nothing. I mean, if you already have a community or you are creating one, probably people are talking about you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places, and they are creating content related to your book. So let's say that, you know, you will have your followers or your fans or your readers kind of posting content, reading your book on, you know, on the beach or, you know, on the park, things like that. And what we will do is we will collect all the content, we'll help you identify what is the content that is going to perform better, and then we'll help you connect that to any other marketing automation that you're using. So kind of when you are promoting your book to your audience or to new customers, kind of you have a new wave of fresh content and authentic content that kind of represents your book even better than you're doing it artificially, because pretty much this is the way your readers are experiencing your book as opposed to kind of what you're telling them to do. And what we do with that is for every picture, we will extract a bunch of features, a bunch of characteristics of that photo, and then we will feed our machine learning algorithm with all this information, and we'll help brands to predict what is the content that is going to do better. It's actually very interesting to see the results, because in many cases, the pictures that are converting better are not necessarily the pictures that a human will pick if it was your call to decide what are the pictures that you should promote the most. And it's actually something that we usually do with our clients many times. It's like we give them like the top 10 performing photos mixed with a bunch of random photos that didn't perform well at all, but they look like they would. And we ask them to guess which ones are going to do better. And it's kind of an interesting exercise how in most of the cases, the top performing photos are not the ones that they will select.
I'm sure many people have this question. So my daughter's got a ukulele. And I would feel very uncomfortable if all of a sudden my 14-year-old daughter was in some advertisement playing her ukulele for that ukulele company. What are the privacy issues here so that doesn't happen?
Of course, there are ways to prevent that from happening. And the first thing that we understand, and all the brands that work with us understand that very quickly too, is that, you know, we are able to do this because you as a brand has created a community. And the first thing or the first rule is actually being very respectful of that community. So every time we do something like that, we will ask for rights of the picture. I mean, usually when we do that on behalf of the brand, but kind of we will contact the user and we get rights and permission to use that picture before actually using that in any advertising. And what we found initially and at the very beginning, kind of we were like, well, we don't know if this is going to work, but it's kind of the only way to go about it. And it was very surprising that kind of the response rate for that is actually pretty high. And in many cases, something that we do with the brands is when we look at the response that the user will give you about, you know, it's like, can I use your picture? And they reply, yes, of course, and kind of agree to the terms of service. Usually we count the number of exclamation marks that there are in that response. and on average, we get 2.1 exclamation marks per response.
You are a data-driven company.